Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You know, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much you can do up there. So much you can be involved with. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us and you're being with us. And I just, you know, again, I got a boatload of stories I want to try to get through. This is one of those segments of the show where it's like, I got to do like the fastest 7 minutes or something like that. No, really. Seriously. And I just think it would be so great to finally hit some of these stories quickly and have you do some of your own research. Have you find out what's going on when we come back? I want to talk about the change of heart that Chick-fil-A may have had. I don't know. We'll read and we'll find out. Let's get her on. Nancy from California. All right, Nancy, what hot button did I hit this time?
You know, first off, I hope nobody thinks I'm hogging the phone lines here. You know, but I sit at work all day on my computer at work, and through my earplugs, I listen to Rush, Mark Levin, and other conservatives on the radio all day, and I can't talk about it. But I get home, and I can say anything I want.
There you go.
So,
yeah.
Here I am.
All right.
No, you did me at a hot button. What I just want to maybe clarify is when we were talking about how voters in states that are totally blue, the voters deserve what they get. And when you said I made a listener mad, I don't know if you were talking about me or not.
No, there were a couple that sent me a note, but go ahead.
And while I'm not mad. I just happen to disagree with that because of the fact that what happens, and I've learned this from experience because I used to do it myself, is we lump everybody in the same basket. And what that ends up doing, it demoralizes a lot of us that are really working hard to make sure that doesn't happen. And then when we're put in the same basket for the blame, it's like, well, then why am I bothering?
Well, let me ask you.
Just a comment.
But let's take San Francisco, because it is, I realize it's the furthest left you can get. But let's just take San Francisco for a second, okay? You know, they keep voting in. You know, people don't realize how the government in California works. You have the county and you have the city, and in some cases, like in Los Angeles, they're very close. They work closely together. You have in San Francisco, you have the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. They're all voted in. There's five of them. And then you have the San Francisco City Council, and they're all voted in, okay? And they all kind of encompass each other, and they're all singing the same tune. And here you have, you know, openly Democrat, progressive, lefty business owners that are screaming and yelling about these people sleeping in the streets, peeing in the streets, pooping in the streets, shooting up in the streets. And they voted them in, and then they know it. They know they voted them. Newsom ruined that city, or he started it going down the flush cycle, all right? And then those same people voted for him for governor. So I hear what you're saying, But if I, as a conservative, if I don't get out there, if I don't rally the troops, if I don't pull the right person forward, I'm sorry, in my feeble little mind, you get what you vote for, pay for, whatever you want to call it.
Well, but, no, and like I said last night, yeah, you get what you pay for. You know what? And if those people who voted that way were the only ones paying the consequences, I wouldn't care. You know,
right.
As my mom used to say, you make your bed, you lay in it. Unfortunately, I'm having to lay in that same bed. And that's what irritates me.
Sure,
you know,
agree.
Because they're like, you know, share, you know, I want out. But there seems to be no way to, I mean, we're just so overrun here because you know what? The L.A. City Council and the L.A. Board of Supervisors, it's the same exact replica of San Francisco, and I'm really surprised it's not happening down here. But I also have conservative friends in San Francisco who can't also get out, you know, for financial reasons, and they go ape crap as well. Now, and there's KSFO, the conservative radio station in San Francisco that I listen to Rush on every morning at 9 o'clock. So we're out there. So, you know, I just want to make sure that the Patriots are encouraged to keep going.
Right. But we are a representative government, okay? It's the same thing. I was talking to somebody about this today. We as conservatives, we tend to vote people in, and we'll get somebody in, and then we'll never see them again. You know why? Because we don't go support them. The people on the left, when they vote somebody in, and an issue comes up that they're irritated about, they will show up in, you know, tens, hundreds, thousands. So we need to change the way.
Because we're too, quote-unquote, polite, okay? We vote. And I've gotten on the Republicans here before, you know, because of this. We vote American Idol as well. Oh, well, he's a good guy. He's a friend of mine. I don't care. He's not doing his job. I like him personally, too, but as a representative, he sucks.
Well, listen, I told you this once before, and I've talked about this in the air. I actually had somebody tell me they didn't know me, but they voted for me because they liked my name. I'm like, please don't vote again. Please don't ever vote for me again unless you can sit there and say, I know what this guy has done or not done, and that's why I'm voting or not voting for him. I mean, that just makes me crazy when I hear people say stuff like that, you know?
I know, and that's why besides every representative and elected official having to take a constitutional test before taking an oath, I think every voter should have to take one before being allowed near a voting booth. If you don't know what you're voting for, then don't vote.
If you're gonna try to bring logic to the table, they're not gonna play anymore. You already know that, right?
Yeah.
Anyhow.
I know.
All right, we gotta go for a commercial break. I believe in capitalism, and I know you do too. Thanks for calling, Nancy. Appreciate the time. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. I'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
I want somebody to tell me what a mamma jamma is. I know that's a term after smoking too much weed, but what is that? Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side on TCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Something I haven't done in a long time, and I wasn't going to go down this road, but a conversation I had during the break brought it back to my mind. You know, I used to talk a lot about we are what we are because our parents were. And I don't, you know, some of you don't fall totally in that line, but think about something. A lot of you are Christians because your mom was a Christian. She dragged you to church on Sunday, right? Some of you are Democrats because, you know, mom and grandpa and whatever were Democrats. You go down the whole list. You're a vegetarian because grandma was a vegetarian or mom was a vegetarian, right? You're a major league meat eater. You're a Patriots fan because in most cases, that's where you grew up. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, we do things out of habit that we don't really think about. And I love, you know, if you go over to campusreform.org, they got some great videos there. And I say that because I don't agree with everything they put up and what they have and all that, but some of the videos that you see on there, where they go on the college campuses and they ask these young people simple questions. You know, what did Trump do wrong to be impeached? Or what was he impeachable? They can't answer the question. Now, they will tell you in the first question of, should Trump be impeached? They go, yes. What for?
We don't know.
So they're getting the input from their professors. They're getting the input from their parents, and they're not thinking these things through on their own. You know, back in the 60s and 70s, when, you know, a lot of parents were working and doing the establishment thing, and a lot of young people decided, hey, they were going to go into the Peace Corps. They were going to go help other people. They were going to not use as much, drive the car as much. They're going to take more trains because they didn't want to pollute the air. Those were all great things. They weren't overwhelming, overcoming. They weren't things that consumed your life. But the simple thought of going, again, going into the Peace Corps to help out some less fortunate nations was a noble idea. But now it's become militant. Now it's something you should do. You're a bad person. Now it's something I got to spend my tax dollars on or else. It's not right. It makes no sense. And it's okay to have your own thoughts, but those thoughts that they're having today are from the professors. It's not from themselves. They're not searching from within and deciding that that's what they need to do. They're being told by professors how bad and nasty Israel is. How bad the Jews are. Right? I think it's hilarious. I want you to think about something. For those of you who have two brain cells that they can work with, how is it that a professor sells a young person in college, a teacher in high school, sells a young person the mindset that the Israelis, that the Jews, right, oppress women? How is that? When the countries that surround them don't allow women to drive, they have to walk behind their men, okay, their husbands or whatever, can't leave the house without either a real male relative or their husband. They have to wear burkas that you can't see out of. And I'm trying to find out how the Jews are more oppressive. Because they're being sold that idea by the person or persons that they're spending 6 to 8 hours with a day. And you parents, if I know, this is where I lose people. If you parents are too busy to spend time with your kids to make sure they understand what reality is, you're too busy. My saying has always been the same. Do not. Those kids did not ask for you. You had those kids. It's your responsibility to make sure they're getting real information. They're getting the right information. And when it comes to being, like I said before, if you're a Christian, why are you a Christian? Why? Why aren't you a Buddhist? Why aren't you a Satanist? If you're a Democrat, why? And if you spew the platitudes, they're going to come to your house and pound sand out of you. Okay, if you spew the, because the Democrats are for poor people. No, they're not. Prove it to me. Show me. Right? I mean, we can do that with all of them. You go down the list of what Republicans do or don't do. In California, we have something called declined estates. What do the declined estates do or don't do? Right? Why are you a Jew? Is it because mom was a Jew? Because it's very cultural in the Jewish world. Why are you these things you say you are? We've raised a group of kids that won't take a stand. I'm not talking about a violent stand. I know, you turn on TV, you go, Joe, you're out of your mind. You turn on TV, you see what they're not taking a stand for something they believe in. They're taking a stand on something that's cool. What do we used to call it? It was a fad. They're taking a stand on a fad. There's no fact behind the stances that they're taking in most cases. Right? I mean, it's okay for Antifa. It's okay for violence. Lefties will say this. that it's okay for the violence to take place as long as you're pulling them your way. But if somebody on the right punches someone in the face, they're horrible. They're terrible. They need to go to jail. They need to be drawn and quartered. Think about the hypocrisy behind that. Think about the double standards behind that. Right? I mean, Obama got away, literally got away with murder. And it was okay. President Trump tries to protect us, and no. It's not okay. Look at what the prime thing the Democrats are trying to do this week. They're trying to limit his power to go after Iran. Why would they do that? Doesn't make any sense. Right? President Obama, who took out Osama bin Laden, and listen, there was no immediate threat with Osama bin Laden. He was not planning an immediate attack on, you know, Tuesday at 3, so they had to take him out Monday at 4. But that was okay. Everybody lauded him for what he did, and I did too. I thought it was great that he took that animal out, that cold, heartless animal out. And so did Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the rest of them. As Americans, we were mostly all on the same page. And now you got a guy that's planning to wipe out consulates, take out American soldiers. And what do we want now? We want Pelosi. We want the Democrats. They still haven't figured out they lost. All right, so they got Congress, I believe, by selling a false bill of goods to the people. But that's my own personal opinion. Like I told you, we had a local congressional congresswoman, okay? It was a year of the woman, remember that? All the women that were getting in? Yeah, we got the pieces, didn't we? We got AOC, we got Tlaib, we got Presley, we got Hill, right? All the gems. Okay, we come back, we'll talk about what damage Pelosi is doing to the Democrat Party by holding the impeachment. I'm Joe, senior host. Listen to Real Side. Go grab a drink. You probably need one by now. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration met with House members to discuss the killing of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani. Virginia Democrat Jerry Connolly.
My reaction to this briefing was it was sophomoric.
and utterly unconvincing.
Reaction to the briefing came down along party lines with some notable exceptions. Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah.
What I found so distressing about that briefing was that one of the messages we received from the briefers was do not debate, do not discuss the issue of the appropriateness of further military intervention against Iran.
Lee says he will support the Democratic-sponsored but largely symbolic resolution to limit the president's military action against Iran.
I'm now going to support it. I walked into the briefing undecided. I walked out decided, specifically because of what happened in that briefing.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be involved, be engaged. Get informed. That's the big deal, is getting informed, okay? I want you informed. I want you to really, really know the issues. I know, I took the last segment to kind of regress a little bit. Because I want you to know, you can't just spew the line. This is what gets us in trouble all the time. You know, some of you have tuned in and you're waiting to hear, you know, how bad Iran is, and all this other stuff. I mean, look, you got 3,000 other stations that will do that for you continually. I don't know how some of you do it. I can't listen to that news bulletin 24/7. Okay, Iran is hateful. They hate Americans. They hate the U.S. Look at what they're doing. Okay, got it. Move on. There's other stories happening. All right. So, Chick-fil-A, I don't know if they had a change of heart. I don't know, maybe, I'm hoping that God maybe had a lightning bolt hit near Dan Cathy, not hit him, but wake him up. You've got to stick by your principles. You have to stick up for what you believe, no matter what people around you think or feel. Remember, your integrity is doing the right thing no matter who's around you. No matter what time of day or where you're at or what you're doing, integrity is doing the right thing, right? And again, whether somebody sees you or they don't see you. Well, it's kind of the same thing here. It doesn't matter who's watching or what you're doing or what you believe or think you believe or what somebody's going to say. If you're going to vote for Trump, then you let people, I'm voting for Trump because of this. Or if you don't, even if you don't want the aggravation, say, look, who I'm voting for is none of your business. Even that simple. Late last year, Chick-fil-A ruffled a bunch of feathers across the fruited plain when they announced that they would no longer provide charitable donations to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, which is just crazy, and the Salvation Army. Now, here's the thing about it. The reason the LGBTQ, ABCDEFG community was so mad about the Fellowship of Christian Athletes is they don't allow, they won't allow transgenders to participate in the sport that isn't their gender they were born with. Yes, you heard me. Gender you were born with. There are genders. Check it out. It's science. Proven science. Right, so both organizations had faced years of withering attacks from sex and genders, revolutionaries. They were angered because the two renowned Christian ministries affirmed biblical definitions of marriage. So when Chick-fil-A made their donations public, many Christians accused the company of backing down to a bunch of militant LGBTQ bullies. And I agree. That's exactly what they did. They sat there and said, hey, we got to sell cars. We got to sell hamburgers. We got to sell trinkets, which is what most people do, right? I got a business to run. So Dan Cathy says, I don't regret that I did, right? And that I invited your participation. Governor Mike Huckabee wrote a letter to supporters. He said, I wonder how long before they go ahead and open on Sundays. You might as well. Just change the name to the Ichabod Chicken Sandwiches, right? So the American Association, American Family Association, one of the nation's top Christian ministries, they launched a petition drive that generated more than 116,000 signatures. But they wanted clarification on the company's, giving habits. And you know what? I don't blame them. I want to know, too. I want to know what's going on. I want to know why you're giving or not giving. So Huckabee goes on to say, in my personal letter to Mr. Cathy, I asked him two questions. Will Chick-fil-A publicly state that it doesn't believe that Salvation Army and the FCA are hate groups? See, that's the thing. They take little bites out of us. First, it's a hate group. Because they don't believe it. Not because they say we're supposed to hate and beat on and hurt same-sex couples. No, no, no. That's not it at all. What's it about is these hate groups is we just don't agree. Remember, it was years ago. Remember when, I think it was George Bush the first, he talked about not liking or disliking or not wanting broccoli to be served in the White House? And people went nuts. It's like, my God, it's a personal opinion. I don't like broccoli. Don't want it. I don't like cauliflower. It looks unnatural. You know what I mean? Who ever heard of a white vegetable? Like, got no life in it. Anyway, Huckabee goes on to say, in my personal letter to Mr. Cathy, I asked two questions. Will Chick-fil-A publicly state it doesn't believe that the Salvation Army and the FCA are hate groups? Because they're ministries. They're ministries that believe in the Bible as written. See, you don't have to change the Bible. You don't have to change Scripture. You don't have to twist things around so you feel more comfortable with what they say, what it says. You need just to do what it says. And yes, we don't all hit the mark all the time. We don't all do it right all the time. Number two, he says, will you publicly state that Chick-fil-A will not hesitate to fund these two ministries again should the opportunity arise? So real simple. We don't believe those groups were hate groups. It's not why we're not funding them. We're rotating through certain organizations of certain things. All right? And again, when the cycle comes back around again, they will be considered for funding. Really, it's really that simple. Now, the American Family Association president, Tim Wilden, he received a response from Chick-fil-A's chairman, CEO Dan Cathy. He went on to say that we inadvertently discredited several outstanding organizations that have effectively served communities for years. This is great. It's about time. When you think about this, you think about what these people have done. It's about time that we stand up to them. Don't back down from them. You're a multi-million dollar organization. What are you worried about? Let's see. Can I do this? Yeah, I got time to do this. So the letter that I'm going to read you, the letter that Dan Cathy sent. I think you need to. Some of you that are kind of online, some of my Christian friends who who don't believe that the Bible says anything about same-sex marriage or abortions or anything along those lines, you're not reading the Bible. I don't know what Bible you're reading. If you're looking for the word abortion, you're not going to find it. Because that's not what it's called out as. If you're looking for a same-sex marriage, you're not going to find that either. Because it's not written in there that way. Right? This is where you have to, the Bible says you have to study to show yourself approved. Not read it like a Reader's Digest book and get bits and pieces of it and understand every third word. No, you have to understand what you're reading. The letter from Kathy goes on to say, hey, as we enter this Christmas holiday season, all of us at Chick-fil-A would like to express our sincere gratitude for you and our loyal patrons. Since my late father, Truett Cathy, opened his first restaurant in 1946, as a family, we have dedicated ourselves to serving delicious food in a clean, safe environment. We also have wanted Chick-fil-A to be a place where everyone is welcome and treated with honor, dignity, and respect. This is great, because here's the reality of all of this. I mean, think it through, people. Work it through in your head. Have you read any stories of them throwing out a same-sex couple? Have you heard any stories of them not serving a gay, lesbian, or transgender person? Have you heard any stories of not serving a black person? No. There is no racism there. There's no bias there. There's no hate for the LGBTQ community. My dad was deeply committed to his Christian faith. My siblings and I share his deep conviction to live our faith out by serving with generosity and humility in the marketplace. Our corporate purpose daily reminds us that we are here to glorify God by being a faithful steward of all he's entrusted us to. You know, that's the other thing that bugs me to no end. You guys, you eco-freaks, you think that Christians don't care about the earth. We do. You know why? Because God created. We're supposed to take care of the things that God gave us. God gave us the earth, but not, let's get this straight, write it down, not to the detriment of the humans. Like they do in San Francisco, yes, up in Northern California, where they won't divert water south, to cities and peoples that need it because there's some fish that we might wipe out. Yeah, you heard me. Some fish. A minnow. Actually, it's a fish that we used to use to put on the hook to catch other fish. Come and see in your house. You'll listen to Real Side. I'm going to go get me some air, some oxygen. I'll be back in a minute.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
One time more around the desk, doing a mambo. Good luck with that. I am Joe Messina, your host. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. As I like to say, being part of the solution. You don't want to just be part of the conversation. You want to take notes, make sure you understand what's being said, make sure you understand what we're working on, what we're doing here. Right? I'm not here for your entertainment, so to speak, because I'm not a very good dancer, and I'm definitely not a very good singer. So I want to try to inform you the best I can, but check out what I say to you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm going over, if you just tuned in, I'm going over the letter that Dan Cathy, one of the founders of Chick-fil-A, or the son of the founder of the Chick-fil-A, has sent out to kind of fix his remarks that he made. And I don't know if he had a momentary lapse where he decided, you know, his responsibility was to shareholders or whatever, and backed away from something, and now he's jumping back in. And I think it's wonderful. All right, if we conservatives, if we Christians, if we Republicans, whatever, if you don't stick to what you believe, what your principles are, you really, seriously, who can trust you? I thought you might, Over the last couple of years, I've really become militant about one thing. I won't vote for anybody who won't hold life as sacred. And I'm talking unborn life, and you know it. You know that's what I mean. Because if you're not going to protect a baby in the womb, a child that can't protect itself, you sure as heck are not going to protect me. Really that simple. Kathy in his letter goes on to say, my dad was deeply committed to his Christian faith. My siblings and I share his deep conviction. We want to live out our faith by serving generosity and humility in the marketplace. He said our corporate purpose daily reminds us that we are here. Now, this is their corporate purpose, to glorify God by being a faithful steward of all that's entrusted to us, to have positive influence on all who come into contact with Chick-fil-A. Indeed, it's our faith and purpose that drives our passion for serving great food and taking care of people. Now, many would say, well, you don't believe in gay marriage, so therefore you don't love. Or you don't, I mean, we go down a whole list of things that the left would throw at them. But see, here's the difference between you and us. We don't have, the party doesn't dictate to me what's right and wrong. The Democrat Party tried to throw, and I think they succeeded, I have to go check. But the Democrat Party threw God out of the platform. They're not part of their platform anymore. And that doesn't mean that just because it's in the platform they're going to live it out, but at least it's there to remind them, to hold their feet to the fire, if you would. But just because you love somebody doesn't mean you accept everything they do. Just because you love somebody doesn't mean that they can do no wrong. Some of you who should know the Bible claim to be Christians. Go read the story of the woman that was committing adultery. Yes, yes, because some of you like to quote that. And it's great that Jesus got them all. See, you're not supposed to judge. Look what Jesus did. They all dropped their rocks because he called them all sinners. And yeah, that's a Medea explanation of what actually went down. Jesus has simply told him, the first one standing here who doesn't have any sin, go ahead and stone her. Because he knew that everybody had a level of sin. Right? But when they all left, when he looked around, he said, woman, where are your accusers? And they were all gone. He didn't look at her and say, hey, now you can go have some more fun. No, what did he tell her? Go and sin no more. Well, why would he tell her to sin no more if it wasn't a sin? Because some of you say it isn't. God made us sexual beings. We should want... No. No. One man, one woman. That's what he said. Not my rules. I didn't design the vehicle. One man, one woman. It's really that simple. These changes, he said, as you see recently, we announced changes to our giving strategy. These changes were made, though, to better focus us on hunger, homelessness, and education. We understand how some thought we were abandoning our long-standing support of faith-based organizations. We inadvertently discredited several outstanding organizations. That's the, in essence, he's apologizing. He said, look, we shouldn't have said what we said. And I'm glad he did that. I wish he was stronger about it, though, but whatever. They've effectively served communities for years. Some also questioned if our commitment to our corporate purpose was waning. Let me state right here, right now, it is not. The intent of our corporate giving has always been to have impact, not to make a statement or support a political agenda or a social agenda. In the future, our company will seek to make a greater impact by addressing the challenges of hunger, homelessness, and education. Chick-fil-A will give to faith-based and other organizations that we believe to be highly effective in a particular area. Grant recipients will likely rotate as we assess from year to year who our partners should be, who we can help, based on our stated goals. Also, our operators in your community will continue to invest in local causes that are meaningful, you know, at their discretion. So think about what he's saying here. Even your local Chick-fil-A that might be independently owned, or probably is, they can help out whoever they want to. Right? Additionally, our family, he said, we'll continue to fund and operate our family foundations, give to other charities of our choice. We've been trusted with much to share, and the needs are great. He said, I speak for the entire Kathy family. our leadership team, our operators, team members, and support center staff when I say we are thankful for all of you, your support, and your feedback. Now, it doesn't sound like a corporately written apology. Sounds like he really cares about what he's saying, what he's doing, and he's sincere about it. What bothers me, his phone should have been ringing off the hook. You should not have been able to get to the corporate offices via telephone. We should have been lighting him up, lighting them up, emailing the crud out of them, sending them, whatever you're comfortable doing, to make sure that he knew how we felt. Because we were the people that stuck up for him when they first started to boycott him. I went and bought like a dozen of his sandwiches, brought them to the radio station I was working at. Or working through, I should say. And let me tell you what, somebody lives there, we're not very happy about me bringing those sandwiches in. What can I tell you? But really. So, stand by your principles. When you see those being beat up, verbally abused, whatever you want to call it, of course, that'd be way too easy, now wouldn't it? Yeah, so when you hear that, when you see that, what was I going to say now? I forgot. Which is nothing new. when you see what's going on, when you see some other Christian just getting beat up for all intents and purposes, don't let it happen. Come on, really, don't let it happen. Stick up for them. Be part of the, you know how I always say to you, be part of the solution. Do not be part of the problem. And that's what you end up being. You end up being part of the problem. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. You need to be. You know, it gets to the point after a while. And it really does. It gets to the point after a while to where you start getting irritated. You know, guys like me and other guys in the business, conservative commentators, if you want to put it that way, I don't want to say we get tired of fighting because I don't mean it that way. I don't mean it to sound that way. But we do get tired of fighting our own. We get tired of explaining to our own why we're doing what we're doing. You know what I mean? I get people calling me or writing me notes asking me, you know, why did you back so-and-so? Why did you do that? Why? Because I believed in it. It's part of what I believe in. I have no problem doing it. Do not back down because somebody's irritated with you or feels like you went down the wrong road. All right. Some of you, I am amazed at how many Jews and how many Christians do not know the story of King David. All right? And you get on the case of Trump. You talk about the things that he's done to women or not to women or in whatever it is. And I even asked a Jewish friend of mine I've had for years. And when he looked at me, he said, how do you support Trump? You're a Christian. How could you possibly support Trump? Well, first of all, I didn't vote for a pastor-in-chief. You've heard that. Or a savior-in-chief. I voted for a president. A warrior, if you would. That's what we need. Sometimes you just need the warrior. Read the story of King David. Not an angelic man. All you ever hear about, you know, the names that they had for him. David the sweet singer. David the shepherd. David the pious man. No. David had a man killed so that he could have his wife. I mean, and God said he still was a man after his own heart. I'm not suggesting you go killing people to get their wives. But read the story. Try to understand. Joe Messina, your host. When we come back in the next hour, we're going to do some pretty hot Twitter stories of the day. We'll be back in a few minutes. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.